With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
It's the Power Trip After Party Podcast, presented by Evans Transportation.
It's the Power Trip After Party Podcast, Friday, August 5th, 2022. A little post-initials invitational recap. Quarterfinal number three in the books. AJ Mansoor taking the victory with five. Close behind was Max, who made a hell of a run late, but fell short with three. Muss, with a hell of a finish, went from possibly getting eliminated to scoring a couple, and then Rosie also got into next year's tournament. So people who like Lee Volsvik, all these snubs, not too happy with you or Rosie Muss, because now they have no spot.
Well, I mean, I just had to prove that I was actually a far better player than Audra, and she was seated higher than me.
She was 14.
Yeah.
And I know I said this. Your hands were
super sweaty,
dripping wet.
Oh yeah, yeah. I got the pits going here.
You felt the pressure.
Man,
I felt it.
Yeah. I got a little swamp ass. Yeah.
My first question for AJ is: obviously, you've played 400 times. You have 145 wins now, I believe.
Yeah.
How different is the Invitational compared to the normal games?
It isn't different. Again, I'm still figuring out this whole rust thing, the away from the game every week kind of thing. The game isn't different. I mean, it's a random set of initials, the four players. It's not like the one-on-one championship thing. So that's going to take the whole thing different, right? If one of us, if Sauce or I gets to the championship against somebody else, there is a gigantic advantage for he or I. Having just done it once, it's very different. This isn't different yet, right? Now we take 6 weeks off and play again. Maybe that's to my advantage because I'm getting used to it. You know, long pause and then get back in. I don't know. Maybe it would. Maybe it won't. Sauce, I already looked ahead. He would have about a month off before his semifinal if he wins. The other, you know, ones that we're talking about, Gleeman is going to have like 2 months off before he plays next. Mm-hmm. Tyler George, he plays next week, so he'd have a month and a half off or a month off before. I mean, there's a long wait for everybody that's coming in. That is the biggest hurdle that I've noticed. The game isn't different. I don't know that the clues are harder.
Any more pressure?
Maybe there's a little pressure just having, if I had lost as the top seed. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
So when Max took the lead?
That was, yes.
Give me your pressure moment then when he took the lead.
So Max took the lead.
Three.
I believe it was 3-2.
Yeah.
And then I tied it at 3-3.
But that was item seven, right?
Right.
So this isn't like early.
Because we had missed one.
Because you had missed one. Rosie had one. Muss hadn't scored yet, but you had two.
Right.
So item seven, Max got turning point and took the lead with five to go.
Right. I had seen his nipples twice.
Everybody on the stream saw those.
He just showed me a tweet. Somebody already made a Christmas card out of the picture of him and Hawk with their chests out.
Of course.
So, yes, that was the whole first moment where it was like, crap, like this is like... you don't turn your jets on. Like I wasn't focused any more or less. I just wasn't getting it. But it was like, okay, Max is legit. Like, because Max, have you played twice before this? Okay, the first time you were got blanked, maybe, or
I
you
got
were
one.
Yeah,
I got one both times.
You got well, okay. So the first time though, I felt like you had admitted you never heard the game, and everyone was like, Max is pretty smart. He wins before and after, and all these other games that we do, and it didn't happen. So. But that was the first realization, like, okay, Max can be a player. And I was just telling him in the hallway, if he played often, his train of thought, his knowledge base, that's just broad, right? It's it's new stuff, old stuff, this culture, that culture, movies, everything. I think he could be a player.
Which is why he was seated 17th.
It exactly.
Was, and
Rosie should have not been 16th.
Going into the tournament, Max had two career points. Must had two career points. Max was seed 17. Must was seed 32.
Yeah.
But Must seems was totally right. Pumped to be in the tournament.
Totally I pumped. Was. Totally pumped. So excited.
All right, so Max, that moment for you, when you took the lead after item 7, you thought, obviously, this is very, very possible.
Yeah, I was like, holy shit. I thought I woke up this morning and I was like, as much shit as I talked, I'm about to get fucking blanked. I thought it was over before it even started, but then I was like, wow, this could actually happen. I might have got a little high off the getting the victory, you know?
Yeah.
Getting the lead, at least. And I should have had Tattoo Parlor, and I was a second too late on Tootsie Pop.
I think I explained this off air. I don't think this was on air. I didn't have it at, like, number 2, so this is not a brag, but I was pretty confident at number 5 that it was Tattoo Parlor. And I waited, and I left it out there thinking, like, this. If Max gets this, at that point it was 3-3, could have gone to 4-3 with 2 or 3 left, and the pressure really would have been on at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, from the moment that Max walked in and put my cape on, I knew that the swag and the confidence was there. But, yeah.
And Max rang in a split second behind you, so if you even hesitate on item 6 there for Tattoo Parlor, Max swings that point the other way, and then the whole game is different, so...
I thought, and I don't want to pour salt on the wound, Max, but I thought what sort of sealed the deal with AJ was the police.
Particularly.
And you know, and oddly enough, I'm not obviously the biggest NWA fan, but that clue of
fuck the police,
spill different, and from NWA, that's immediately where I went. Were you on any sort of train of thought with the police on that one?
No, I was so stupid because I was like, connected to NWA and spelled different. I was like, TZP?
Yeah. Tice Pew? Like, what the fuck?
And I'm like, oh my God, what does this mean?
Yeah, and I'm wondering, do hyphens count? Right. That's why I was like, TP?
I didn't know about the thing, though. If Corey would have said, a group of people Max are scared of, then I would have been like, Max, the police! But yeah.
What's the spelling difference on that?
It's one?
It's
THA.
Oh, I thought it was DA even because I did this months ago.
Yeah, fuck the police.
Fuck the police.
The is THA.
I forgot it was DA.
That tripped me up.
So it's a fascinating game because there's those little things where I'm like, I thought for sure after that you were going to get it.
Right.
And then
Were you already out at that point?
I think I was out at that point.
Because Tom Petty.
I guess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You might have been out. So I was just like, fuck it.
But
I
think that was post.
I can't remember. Yeah.
That was after
the NWA one.
NWA.
Yeah.
But, and then, of course, you know, I hear Roxanne, and I'm like, okay, well, let's see who's going to get that. But then that's one of one that maybe Hawk would have gotten sooner, too.
But back to what you said, Max, yesterday on the trash talking video that we made. It's you have to know 80s and 90s references and other random shit that white people like.
Exactly. Those are the two tabs up on my computer right now.
The police.
Is that why you missed the NWA clue? You were so focused.
Exactly.
You're so driven on
white culture.
On hair metal
Tom
shit.
Petty. And we know, you know, Meat Sauce loves Madea. So like that would have been a Meat Sauce one.
Yeah, the Tyler Perry bit. Yeah. Finally watching those awful goddamn Madea movies paid off for me.
So, I I'm super happy that I did the tournament the way that I did it with the randomization and the vault, because Muss and I were talking about after the game was over during the commercial break about Toga Party and Animal House.
Yeah.
That I love the randomness of, all right, when I got to clue 4, when no one got Toga Party before that, and I saw that the next clue was 1978 Animal House, I'm thinking, this is Rosie and Muss. Like, this swings towards those two way more than AJ and Max. And, of course, you got it. So, it's like, it's the luck of the draw that you're more likely to get it, but I didn't rig it. I didn't write clues just for 70s references, so I gave Muss and Rosen chance.
Even within
I like the randomness.
Within that answer, like WrestleMania, that clue probably would have swung towards like Sauce and I.
Or the two of, Max likes wrestling too.
I was caught up on that.
In my head, because I'm an idiot, I was like right away, I go, ooh, turnbuckle. And I'm like, it's TP, you dumbass. I'm yelling
dumb
at my
tree.
I mean,
back your hands up.
My question for you, Cor, is, I mean, you regularly, you know, during, again, normal time, you work ahead of 3-4 games ahead. Is this something that maybe you would consider in the future keeping around to have
three, four
games ready that somebody picks among those? So it is random. It isn't something where, you know, anybody could be like, you rigged it here.
Yes and no. Because if it's the regular players, then I know what they know and don't know.
Right.
The only reason I'll ever, quote, rig a list is if it's a if a guest is coming in and I'm like, all right, I got to make sure it's – if I don't know their you know, knowledge base, then I try to keep it 12 items that most general people would know. Does that make sense?
Right, yeah.
So I try to make it even more palatable to a rando.
And rig it, by the way, is not the right word. I meant like more of a, you know, cater. Or, like,
yeah,
least,
I don't want to cater. Right, because, for example, if I know Parrish and Hockey are both playing, I'm not going to put like a third-tier basketball player in.
Or even a first-tier.
Or first-tier. Right. And this is not an exaggeration. When Charch did the – when I was in Vegas a month or two ago and Charch hosted and the initials were DL, he sent me a list. He's like, what do you think of this list? And I go, you can't have Damian Lillard in there. And he goes, what? I go, Parrish and Hawk have no idea who Damian Lillard is. Mm-hmm. So he's like, he's on the 75th anniversary team. I go, it doesn't matter. You just got to trust me. Sure. Get rid of that. So
I don't know who Damian Lillard is.
Exactly.
I was like trying to scramble. I was going to grab my phone.
So if it's a week that I know Hawk and Parrish are playing, I will more often than not skip people like Damian Lillard. If it's Charles Barkley or Tim Duncan, if they don't get it, if it's then that's their problem. But if it's that next level, I normally try to skip it.
No deep cuts.
No, not when it comes to basketball.
No.
But again, I didn't want to be accused of rigging a list this tournament, so right. I think this is the best way to do it. In all 3 weeks, we've had at least one or two that prove that this is working, because Evil Dead, I think half the room had never even heard of it last week. Mm-hmm. And then other people are screaming at their radios going, well, yeah, I've seen every Evil Dead movie there is.
The horse lady.
Horse lady?
Lady Godiva.
Horse lady. Was that one of the answers?
Meat sauce was the chocolate lady?
Like, was that one of the contestants? Right. Who are you calling a horse lady? All three of those ladies are lovely. Yeah, Lady Godiva. A lot of people hadn't heard of that. But again, there's people in their cars going, I know exactly who that. You said you knew that one, right?
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
For sure.
I had like four listening the last one, but
right.
I didn't have the nine of the like Swedberg, but.
And it kind of trips me out because since I've put these in the packets and I haven't looked at some of these in months, when I opened it up today and I saw it was TP, I didn't remember my clues and I don't even remember the next nine items, right? I'm just seeing the ones that I'm looking at right there. So already I have to start thinking, is this even, what the fuck list is this? I forget which 12 I used.
You know, I'm happy that I got the two. I'm happy I get to play it next year.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. But I got MF'd by both Oak and Lee.
How so?
In the hallway when they came out, they're like, scoring. Oh, we're fucking cheering against you.
So he was angry.
Because they won an open spot.
Yeah, of course.
And so they're like, God damn it. Why'd you get the last two?
And that wasn't an act because I saw Brian Oak come out of his studio. Like, he was shaking his head. His like he had like a mean face immediately. Before he even like was facing you, he was steaming.
Yeah, he's talking to Hockey with joy in his face, and then he sees me, and he instantly just starts fuck you, and then walk down the hall, just burden me on the way out.
Yep. Hey AJ, do you think if you and Sauce end up in the finals, do you think? Well, hey, let me rephrase that. Do you think Sauce would rather play you in the finals and beat you again? Or do you think he would rather have somebody else get there so either way the pressure's off? Does that make sense? What do you think he would enjoy more?
He would like to beat me, right? Because that's then the down, right. Like, I've done it twice.
Twice, right.
Because he has, I don't know if you've heard, hung that one over my head a couple times.
He definitely has.
Yeah. But I think that leading up to it, he would prefer that the big dogs get knocked out, whether that's me or Tyler. Because then it feels like Creasel. Then it feels like it's a little bit more of a cakewalk, if you will. But ultimately, you know, to be the best, you got to beat the best, right? And so I think that afterwards, if he wins, he'd prefer that. But if we got to that and I won, then it's 1-1 straight up. Then we got to figure out grudge match situation and wait till next year or whatever that might be. That becomes a little more interesting.
Or either one of you, though, if you make it, and let's say the other doesn't, right?
Right.
If so, Sauce doesn't make it to the finals. Do you take your gas foot off the pedal a little bit?
I think naturally you do.
You
kind
of have
think
like
that's
relief.
A good idea, right?
Right. Yeah.
Because you get somebody like Gleeman. For me, he's on the other side of the bracket.
Right.
So if Gleeman beats him, let's say he gets there, you know, Gleeman's riding a high and coming in fresh off. So that's the second semifinal. So no, because there's London. So everybody will have a break.
Right.
A 1 week break.
A 1 or 2 week break leading into the finals. Okay. But still, he could be riding that high, that confidence. He had at that point won two matches. in 3 months. But he'll eventually get there, right? So he could be running that high and have that too. So I think naturally you do let off the gas, but you shouldn't.
Yeah.
That but how sense. About don't underestimate, because Charge and I felt this in the password finals, the live audience and the heads up factor. It's a different thing doing it in front of a group,
but
as opposed to randos.
One that Sauce studio. And I would have an advantage.
You guys have done that
we've
before.
We've always done it in front yep. of groups. We just did the Detroit Lakes. We did yep. whatever. So any of the regular, I guess it's just Parrish, Sauce, and I that are left,
yep.
have done that on a fairly regular basis
right.
with motorcycles on the line or trips to Ireland on the line or whatever.
Vegas,
so
sure,
those
yeah.
pressure situations would be more so for the people who haven't done it before.
100%.
For sure.
All I'm saying, again, I either way, I don't care who wins. I think it's going to be super fun, but I keep fantasizing about an AJ Sauce final, because think of how Sauce motherfucked AJ when he won the heads up match before game 400 and how much he just basically like, get the fuck out of here. Right? I told you I'm the best.
And now, he now could. Imagine, he could. He wouldn't have a break in London. Right?
True.
Because he would play exactly. that London game unless there's you figure something out.
But think of both options. Right? So option one is, let's say the two of you get back, live studio audience here in the, what are we calling this thing now? The press box or something?
Yeah, press box.
And he beats you again. He's going to take what he did the first time, times like three, right? Because now he gets to perform in front of a whole... He gets to do the middle fingers in front of a giant crowd. But the opposite is, can you imagine the fit he's going to throw if you smoke him in front of a live studio audience to win the title?
For either of us, right? Worst case scenario is whoever's in the final, it's done by question seven.
Right. right?
There's no drama.
Right.
The other person's just dejected. The room's dead, whatever. But if it goes his way... Or I'm sorry, if it goes the way against him
yep.
and he gets down to whoever, that pout fest.
Oh man.
Oh, yeah.
Is that's front row seat. I mean, that's you want to throw in chairs, you're talking, he might walk he probably would walk out.
Remember, that was our theory when you guys did the heads up match the first time, is if AJ leads like four rip, Sauce is just gonna quit. And I don't mean leave.
Yeah.
Just he's oh, gonna
but,
just
but,
say
but check out.
Don't
yeah.
put it past him.
That's
though.
Not impossible.
Right.
But we thought there would be a checkout factor if you got off to a fast start against him last time. Right. That he just
and right this off is the bat, I buzz in and just hand him one.
Yep.
Because I didn't realize that was going to be what happens. If you yep. buzz in and get it wrong, that other person just gets to listen to all the clues.
Heads up, it's a huge, huge difference.
What I'm fascinated about, you know, with this idea, this beautiful picture that we're painting of Sauce versus AJ in the final, is the idea...
Are we discounting your run here, Zach?
I got no fucking chance. I'm going to get lost in Ben Lieber's eyes.
Oh, okay. Calm down.
The crowd is what I'm interested in, like, because obviously we know when it's, you know, four or five people in Detroit Lakes or wherever we are, we know the crowd is normally anti-AJ. But what is the crowd going to be like if it's AJ and Sauce? Who do you root for? And I think AJ could get some fans depending on how Sauce reacts too.
The room would be split.
Yeah.
No,
if it was those
no,
two.
No, it would be heavy Sauce. It 100% would be. More entertaining, more personality, whatever.
But people also more cheer for the meltdown.
Right.
Right.
So
that's
right.
That's
no,
that's
I want to see the meltdown.
Prize. They want to see the gloat first and the consolation prize there.
Fair.
The only way the room turns, and this is the scenario right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's an empty office down the hall. Ryan Donaldson,
mm-hmm.
no longer in the house.
Yeah.
Guess who gives away tickets to the championship round? This guy.
Oh.
guess how many family members I have. Guess how many family members and friends.
You're yep. relatives.
Packing the house.
Pack the room.
Why are they all wearing
man,
AJ
it's Rick.
Shirts?
Man,
like, everybody.
Why do they all have red beards and look Lebanese?
When I do the bit, all right, who here wants Sauce to win? Fuck you! Who here wants AJ to win? Just this gigantic applause.
Someone outside in promotions is holding on to the sheet, and like every name's Mansoor.
Yeah. Jeff Lambert, I don't see your name on the list.
Yeah, sorry, sir. Yeah.
Really, the tides have turned. People really like AJ to win now.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back right after this. This is the Power Trip After Party. Thanks to Evans Transportation.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
By the way, one last thing. This is first world problems here with controversy. When we were walking out of the studio, Charch said when he was in his car listening that when Max got turning point, that he was screaming at the radio, tipping point. And he goes, would you have accepted tipping point? And I go, God dang, I don't know. Because those ones are tricky. We've had that conversation or debate in the past. Is it the same thing? And is it close enough to the same thing where I would have had to accept it? I don't know.
Then you would have to accept Totally Pumped. Then,
no, that's not the same.
It's yeah. the same thing.
But
it's
I think that, that's, that is the, I guess it's sort of the same as Exotic Erotic Dancer last week.
The only difference is no one says erotic dancer, right? It's like exotic dancer is
but it,
the phrase.
But it,
tipping yeah. point is a phrase. Turning point is a
so
phrase. And they
what
mean
is the differentiating factor between those two?
See,
there's got to be something.
I would argue
and you
that
didn't,
a tipping
you didn't,
point
you didn't
is
give
literally,
any clues. Yeah.
We're talking the gravity of something
right,
tipping over. That
physically
there's
an, will tip.
Right, a physical tipping over
but
versus a
part of the genius of this game is you don't go with the
exactly
the physical, the gravitational definition. You try and trick us that way and say, okay, metaphorically tipping point of
right.
a business or a profit or a turning point.
But even while you guys, obviously the and people listening can't see your hand gestures mm-hmm. there, but when you say tipping point, that's when things go a different, like down.
Yeah.
Turning point is something where, oh, this is where
yeah,
it was, and
point.
Now it's moving this way.
Yeah,
and I guess
even that definition, though, is if you say this is where it was and you're gesturing
yeah.
up,
yeah.
and now it's moving this way down, that's your definition for turning point, but it's also, I mean, I get it.
Tipping
right.
but
also.
I just,
tipping seems like it's more.
That differentiates it.
But even.
Feels like more like fall than turning point
okay, but,
is rising up.
But
like,
the,
this
clues,
is a
the clues
point.
He used, though,
yep.
none of them were. Had to do with gravity or, mm-hmm. or anything like that.
They fit for both.
If
yeah.
he had had a different clue
yeah.
that would have only been for turning point, like if he would have said, you never use the same word, but like the point at which a business turns around, turning point would have worked.
How about another really good example? A couple weeks ago, I tried to get somebody to fall for it, and you were the one that accidentally took the bait, but bachelorette party versus bachelor party.
Oh, right.
At when we were in Detroit Lakes, clue six was specifically for bachelorette parties,
but
the first
there,
five
right.
were all bachelor mm-hmm. party kind of carryovers. And AJ rang in and guessed bachelor party. Well, I'm looking for a bachelorette party. I think maybe a better example is last week when Tenna B guessed entry draft. That's not the same as exhibition draft, so I can't give him that.
No, expansion.
Expansion draft. I said exhibition
right.
draft because that's what Sauce gets. Sorry.
He was so confident.
God,
that
it's
was
exhibition
so
draft. What's an exhibition draft?
That's not a thing.
It's not a thing.
Of course, the hockey guy. That's the only one where they call it an entry draft.
Entry draft.
The NHL entry draft.
Yeah. Tipping point's tricky because tipping point and turning point are used in the same way when they're used as phrases, but they
right.
are definitely not the same thing.
If you had said, I think there's a book, Malcolm Gladwell book,
mm-hmm.
that's called Tipping Point.
Right.
Like if you had used Gladwell as a clue, then it's tipping point, not turning point.
Man, that's a tough one.
It's a weird, yeah.
I think ultimately I would have had to say no, but maybe that's being super inconsistent over the last 422 games. But I think my gut says that I wouldn't have given it to him,
right,
but
Webster's
I don't know.
Let's check Oxford.
Oxford.
So this is tipping point, the definition of tipping point. The point at which a series of small changes or incidents become significant enough to cause a larger, more important change. For turning point, a time at which a decisive change in a situation occurs, especially one with beneficial results.
Tipping point is small thing, small thing, small thing, small thing, finally tips
fine,
it.
That's right.
Turning point
yep.
is just, we just made a decision
right.
and went right to left.
Yeah, I think,
so
there's
two different
there's
things.
Different things. Yeah. I think it's. Yeah. I think the difference yeah. is significant enough where I wouldn't have given it to
I
him.
I think if we would have had a 5-10 minute discussion, I think we would have came to the conclusion that you can't,
but,
you would have had to do turning point.
But as but. We've learned in the past, we don't have time for
right.
a 5 or 10 minute debate, so I wonder if in 30 seconds I would have just said, I think I'm going to give it to you. I don't know. I mean, maybe my gut right. would have just said, that's close enough. It means pretty much the same thing. I don't
which,
know.
Which one did Swedberg guess?
He had turning point.
Yeah.
Turning
yeah.
point. Okay.
Well, then that's
right
it.
Before Max.
Not
out of there. Right before Max.
All right.
All right. Well, Max, I think your seed will probably be similar or higher next year. That was a solid performance.
Thank
Mus,
you.
Welcome
I
to the 2023 tournament.
Put me at 32.
You're in?
Get
you're
dead.
In?
New people
AJ
that have
advances.
Never even heard the game, and they'll be
yeah.
ranked way ahead of me.
So AJ's the first one. On the left side of the bracket to advance, Brandon Molesky and Aaron Gleeman are both on the right side of the bracket. So those are the first two semifinalists on that side. So AJ, yeah, your potential, some of the people on your side that are potentially against you are like Tyler George, Zach,
Lieber.
Ben Lieber,
Fallness.
Who else? What is the other?
I'm trying to think what that other matchup is.
I just sent it to you guys.
Parrish. You have Parrish.
Parrish is in that other matchup, yep. Yeah.
I never looked ahead in the matchup today.
Oh, is that right?
I didn't think I had a chance again.
You were too busy defending yourself and picking fights on Twitter.
Wasn't about you like focusing on this one. Like, you know, it's game at a time.
You got to play this game.
Yeah, Nordo's
in that Parrish matchup.
He's okay. Nordo's okay.
Nordo came in and today he's like, how'd you do? I was like, I almost had him in. He's like,
I think Amelia is going to be tough, though. I think she's got all the news smarts, but I think she's got a lot of pop culture stuff.
I don't know. There might be so much that it just you got to file it away.
That's true,
right? Or not file it away. You got to push it out.
She might be a luck of the draw person, right?
Yeah, who knows?
The list might have. Maybe if the list fits her, we'll see. I don't know.
We're all looking over bonus.
No, he's an intelligent person.
Yeah, but he's played a couple of times. I don't think John can do this.
It's really early. He's probably drunk the night before.
Right. Yep. He's drunk the night before. Yeah. He's been watching 45 baseball games already by the time the initials game starts. So
I kind of feel like this is most NCAA tournaments where a lot of people could make a deep run, but I think it's about five people that can win it unless something changes. I think it's
every tournament.
AJ, Sauce,
Cinderella story.
George Tyler Mason George, gets through.
Kreisel, Gleeman, maybe. I don't know. It's like four or five.
Or Ron Johnson.
Ron, no. Fallness, no. Greenway, no.
JG.
Gorg, no. Justin hasn't played in so long. My guess is he's not going to be a factor, but we'll see. Charge is streaky. I don't think Charge can win it, but Charge might be a factor. He might give Kreisel a headache or two.
What about that sled, Frank
Vassalero? What a sled. Maybe we have a play-in game, the sluffs versus the sleds.
You mentioned Tyler George next week. We can close on this. Tyler George, Justin Gard, Ron Johnson, Kevin Fallness. Your thoughts?
We looked it up before. Tyler has three wins.
Three wins, yeah. And one of them, by the way, was not against the curling team, right? That was won by John Schuster. So a lot of people forget that Tyler didn't get the...
Four times?
I think it's four. Maybe more, but either way, Tyler has three wins.
He's played five total. He played 195, 205, 208, 212, and 254. So he hasn't played since May of 2019.
Long drought.
And only one of the three was against the full-fledged initials
with you
lineup.
Yep. So he is out. If you take the curlers out of it, three out of four.
Right.
That's pretty, which is why he's the fourth seed. He's very tough to beat.
It's hard to call two a streak, but he's won. Yep. The ones he's participated in, he's won back to back now.
Yeah.
So he's going for three in a row.
And by the way, we should bring up in terms of next week's matchup, the last time a lot of people heard Ron Johnson and Kevin Fallness on the air at the same time, the Power Trip was flying to Vegas, and all we got in terms of reports, when we landed in Vegas, it was, fuck, these guys have been arguing for 3.5 hours. They want to kill each other.
Washing chicken.
Yeah. So I didn't hear almost any of it.
It was a whole debate, yeah.
Because you were there, Max, right? You were producing.
I was there,
and it was sincere, right? That they were actually mad at each other or not?
I think me and Ron were trolling, but Fallness was actually getting upset.
Okay, because all we heard is that it was legit.
Ron just came out of left field with a super hot take, right? On chicken. And Fallness was like, who cares? I don't wash my chicken. Who cares? Like, big deal. And then it just kept going and going and going. And we know Ron likes to circle back.
Yeah.
Right? He likes to circle back to
keep poking.
Oh, yeah, Kirill Kaprizov, but I bet he doesn't wash his chicken like Fallness.
And then, of course, I just instigated the whole thing. I don't actually wash my chicken, but I was like, yeah, AJ. I mean, not AJ. Yeah, I'm following this. Everybody washes their chicken. Duh.
So you don't think the tension is real?
I don't think it's real.
No. God, I wish
maybe,
it was.
Maybe I'm Fallness's side, but I don't think I'm Ron's side.
But in the last couple of years, between Fallness and Micheletti and now Fallness and Ron Johnson, Fallness is just an instigator. He just gets in a fight.
Yep. With come on, Zucker, man. with everybody.
Jason as well,
He's just that guy who pokes and saves pictures on Twitter. He just that's what he does.
What a sled.
I can't even imagine what number he's up to now in photos of me. I haven't.
We've joked about
thousands.
This. He had to buy a cloud account. Extra gigabytes to save all the photos of Zach that he saves off of Twitter for the bit,
and had to explain it to his wife. Can you imagine if I had 10,000 pictures of Zach Halverson and Angie was like, do you and Zach have something going on? And be like, I just have 10,000 pictures of him.
It's a bit, I swear.
I don't like looking at him. I don't even scroll through
more
him
than he has of his kids. Easily.
Not even close.
Oh, it's like,
not even close.
It's exponentially more. And like you said, I'll never forget when he sent me the screenshot of your storage is full And
my God,
I'm like, and by the way, the one number we have on like the 10,000 number is based on facial recognition. Apple doesn't get all the facial. So it's way more than that.
Jeez.
Especially when half the pictures are of you with your eyes like
right.
slits because you're sleepy and you're falling right. asleep in Abbott's office. Or
God forbid that you know somehow pass and the cops get that iCloud. Like, why do you have so many pictures of this guy?
When Zach passes, and hopefully that's a long time from now, we will
or at
tap
least
on,
goes missing.
We will tap on Fallness to make the tag board things. At
we're
going to
have a 4.5 hour long slideshow.
Yeah. 100 pictures on each slide.
None of them are going to be flattering. Yeah. Not one. They're going to be flattering to me.
We'll use them all, like the tiny ones, to make a big, giant picture yes. of you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey,
speaking of slideshows, remember like a week or so ago, I said to Zach... And AJ, I'm like, we should do like an in memoriam, a slideshow kind of compilation of all the people that get eliminated from this year's tournament, you know, in terms of not getting into next year's tournament.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Once Audra got knocked out, it was my idea. Let's put together this video. What if after 8 weeks, it is a 4 second video? Because it's just Audra.
Like, yeah.
To all we lost, yeah.
Just
Audra.
And just Audra.
Not even 4 seconds, it's like a 10 minute video.
Just Audra.
Focuses on Audra.
Just Audra. She's the only one.
This is a very, very slow Ken Burns effect. Just slide across.
And you see her video last night at the Twins game, too? People continue to troll her. It was about.
No.
It was something like she asked her fan base who she should interview or something. I didn't catch the total context, but she was saying it was this Hall of Famer, that Hall of Famer, and she goes, and a lot of you are asking for Aaron Gleeman, and that's not funny. still too soon. So, yeah, our listeners are giving her hell about getting
leave
smoked
Audra
by Gleeman.
Alone.
Yeah, leave her alone. Yeah.
The listeners are serious about it. I mean, if I was saying to Hawk off the air, if nobody knew what the initials game was and was following me around today, you would have thought I was playing in the fucking Super Bowl. How many people? You ready? You ready? I'm counting on you. Even Mattis. I'm like, what the? You listen, man?
All right. Well, congrats, AJ. Well done.
Boom. Way to go, AJ.
Survive in advance.
We'll see you next week, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you to Evans Transportation. This has been the Power Trip After Party Podcast.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.